Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting's ready. Cameras.
Clear.
Figurants.
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
Good evening, my dear audiences. Welcome to Action Frames tonight, and this is Stephanie.
This is Judy, and as always, let's start with Info Express.
Okay, first of all, we're going to introduce you some information about recent awards. The Revenant won Best Film at the Empire Awards in London, but it was Star Wars The Force Awakens that ruled overall, taking 5 prizes including director for J.J. Abrams, visual effects, CV authenticity, and both male and female newcomer for stars, John Boyega and Daisy Ridley, who were both present to accept their trophies.
And Mad Max Fury Road was close behind with 4 awards, including soundtrack, costume design, makeup, hairstyling, and production design. Among the stars honored at the ceremony included Matt Damon, who was in attendance to receive the Actor Award for his performance in The Martian. Director Paul Greengrass, who has recently reunited with Damon on upcoming Jason Bourne, presented the award to him on stage. Alicia Vikander was crowned Best Actress for The Danish Girl.
Spectre won Best British Film and Best Thriller, with the awards collected by director Sam Mendes.
Back to the Films hit the screen recently. Warner Bros. Using Batman as a gateway to the world of Lego certainly helps. And with the Lego Batman movie coming to theaters next year, we're about to get our first look at what sounds like the most emotional Batman story.
Judging by the clues given by director Chris Mackay, Will Arnett's Batman will be as dependent as Alfred's, but this time it was played by Ralph Fiennes. However, some changes are made.
And for Warner Bros., pre-sales have been robust, with Fandango reporting that Batman vs. Superman is the fastest-selling superhero film in the history, beating previous record holders The Dark Knight Rises and Avengers: Age of Ultron at the same point in the sales cycle.
It's shaping up to be a massive weekend for Warner Bros., but there are some factors that could depress attendance. The terrorist attacks in Brussels may keep audiences away in parts of Europe. You know, the film opened in Belgium on Wednesday.
Reviews are embargoed, but the picture is said to be dark. Affleck told the media that he would not take his son to the film because it could give him nightmares. That means that Batman vs. Superman might be off limits to families with younger children.
So how do you guys feel like after watching? Nevertheless, Batman vs. Superman won't be the weekend's only new release. Universal tries to do a bit of counter-programming, offering up My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. It once had a performance of grossing $368 million at the global box office in 2002.
That's totally worth looking forward to. Alright, that's all for today's Info Express. Storyboard is waiting for you. I'm Judy.
And this is Stephanie. Stay tuned.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Action Frames Storyboard. I'm Charles.
Hey guys, this is Anne for you. Today, we're introducing the best picture of this year's Oscar, Spotlight.
Directed by Thomas McCarthy and starred by Michael Keaton, Mark Ruffalo, and Rachel McAdams. It is a feature film telling us the story of reporters investigating a scandal of priests committing indecency with children.
The story is based on a true news report, and it focuses on the difficult process of bringing back the truth. Spotlight is a special column of the newspaper Boston Globe, which is meant to do follow-up reports on certain events. But under the influence of the emerging internet media, it is anxious to make changes. Otherwise, it will soon face its extinction.
Exactly. And our story today is somehow triggered by such crisis. It starts from Marty Barron's replacing the former chief editor, and he was determined to make this paper more essential to its readers. Then he appointed Kampal Ravi and his team to follow a case which has been hidden for many years. They assumed this task to be a small one, but as investigation carries on, they found that many more similar crimes were settled in private by Catholic Church. The number of victims soon went beyond their expectation. A series of cases involved finally unveiled the whole story.
As they were digging in deeper, more evidence and details were found. They realized that such crimes exist not only in Boston, but also the rest of the world. However, the further they went, the more barrier they came through. Forces from both inside and outside the church tried to get in their way.
But it didn't just give in, and eventually brought the truth back to daylight. And this report had an immediate and considerable effect on readers. And as Mr. Barron said, this kind of report is why he chose this career.
Indeed, someone lived for the truth. At times, they are hidden too deep, but it all pays to reveal it. That's the reason why we need media. Such crimes involved so many people, lasted for so long, and it has such destructive power as a result to ruin hundreds of families.
As a matter of fact, people did resist. The lawyers, the judge, they all fought for justice at the beginning. But their efforts are too tiny to be noticed. They are too weak to carry on. So, when reporters arrived, they asked, "What takes you so long?"
In America, such crimes are the thing known by a limited number of people. They have the truth, but dare not to publish it. When these reporters decided to report these cases, they were not fighting against one or two priests, but the whole Catholic Church.
That's right. It is different from reporting car accidents, where it is nature of many people to trade off both sides and make so-called wise decisions. Even have the idea that truth sometimes can be sacrificed for something greater. We speak highly of Spotlight, though in fact, it is just their job. We admire such bravery.
No kidding, many things are unnoticed or undervalued, but you still feel obligated to know and to tell. Okay, that's all for today's storyboard. And for more information on Spotlight, stay with us on Action Frames.
This is Charles and Anne.
Stay tuned.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
My name is Mike Resendez. I work for the Spotlight team, Boston Globe. Over the course of 2002, my team and I kept tracing serious sex scandals of Catholic priests. A boy was sexually abused by a priest of his parish. At first, we only considered that to be a single case, but the truth was quite more complicated than that. I was told that Boston would be protected by outcomers like me, but I knew my team had sacrificed even more than me. I mean, yes, we've met millions of troubles, but finally we made it, and that's what I want to do as a newspaperman. Here is a story for me and my team.
Clip 1.
Phil, what's the treatment center?
It's where they send priests when they get caught. All right here in the box. I sent this all to you 5 years ago.
To the Globe? Who did you send it to?
I don't want to say who, but they said they weren't interested.
But Phil, we did run a couple of stories on you. I saw them in the clips.
Yeah, but to be completely frank, it wasn't enough. You guys gotta understand, this is big. This is not just Boston, it's a whole country. It's a whole world. And it goes right up to the Vatican.
Do you have any proof of that, Phil?
No, not yet. But think about it. There are so many of them. How else could they have hidden this for so long?
So many what?
Priests! I know 30 right here in Boston.
You know 13 priests in Boston who have molested children?
Yeah, why do you keep repeating everything I say?
I just like to clarify things.
Maybe you should have clarified it 5 years ago when I sent you all of the stuff. It's all right here.
Can I use your bathroom?
Yeah, sure, Fia. Come on.
Clip 2.
Look, I get it. No one wants to read about kids getting raped by priests, especially now. But you asked a lot of people to relive some very painful experiences.
Phil, you know why we are taking off this story?
It has been 6 weeks since 9/11.
I realize that, and we're gonna get back to it.
When? You're doing the same thing you guys did last time.
No.
You're dropping us.
No.
Maybe I should tell Harry that story.
Okay, Phil. You go ahead and do that. It'll undo all the work we've done, but it can't stop you. Listen to me. I'm here because I care. We're not going away. We're going to tell this story. We're going to tell it right. We just need a little more time. That's all we're asking for.
Why bother asking? You're going to do what you want anyway. You always do.
Phil. Phil.
Clip 3.
Seven, Robbie. Seven boys. It was suggested that we keep silent. We did not question the authority of the church 2 years ago. But this Father Gilgan is still in his parish. We should send it to law, and law did shit. Here's another one to law. Same year. Listen to this. A word on a recent assignment to Father Gagan as an associate at St. in Weston. Father Gagan has a history of homosexual involvement with young boys. I understand his recent departure from St. Burdens may be related to this problem. I wonder if Father Gagan should not be reduced to just weekend work while receiving some kind of therapy. You know how grateful I am to you for your constant concern. Sincerely, yours in our Lord, Most Reverend John M. Darcy, Auxiliary Bishop of Boston, December 7th, 1984.
An auxiliary bishop wrote that? I mean, when did Gavin write his letter?
1984.
And Lord just ignore it? How do you ignore that freaking letter?
We've got him. You can't read the letters and think anything else. It's proof.
Yeah, it is. This is good work.
Should we take it to Ben?
No, not yet.
Why not? We got a law. This is it.
No, this is law covering for one priest. There's another 90 out there.
Yeah, we'll print Pat's story when we get it. But we got to go with this now.
No, I'm not gonna rush the story, Mike.
But we don't have a choice, Robbie. If we don't rush to print, somebody else is gonna find these letters and butcher the story. John Quimby from Harrod was at the freaking courthouse.
So we'll write a holding story and we'll keep our eye on the Harrod.
Keep our eye on the Harrod?
Yeah.
If they run this and they get it wrong, the church will bury it. We got to do this now.
Mike!
What? Why are you hesitating? Baron told us to get law, and this is law.
Baron told us to get the system. We need a full scope. That's the only thing that will put an end on this.
Then let's take it up to Ben and let him decide it.
We'll take to Ben when I say it's time.
It's time, Robbie! It's time! They knew and they let it happen! The kids, okay? It could have been you, it could have been me, it could have been any of us. We gotta nail these scumbags. We gotta show people that nobody can get away with this. Not a priest, or a cardinal, or a freaking pope!
You finished?
Yeah, I am. This is bullshit.
Clip 4.
Hard day at work, Mike?
Here.
Thank you.
I don't know why I got so pissed off. I didn't want this more.
You know, you care about the story, Mike. We all do.
Yeah, I guess.
I stopped going to church with my Nana. It was too hard, you know. I'd be sitting there and I would start thinking about Joe Crowley or someone else, and I just got so angry.
Did you tell her why?
She goes to church 3 times a week, Mike.
Really pisses me off. I actually really liked going to church when I was a little kid.
Why'd you stop?
Typical shit. But the worst thing is, I think I figured that maybe one day I would actually go back. I was holding on to that. Then I read this letter and something just cracked.
It's a shitty feeling.
Yeah, it's a shitty feeling.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear friends. Having enjoyed the flashback clip, now it's time to pick up some English tips. I'm your host, Chloe.
And this is Apollo. There's always a bit more to learn in Action English. For today, we're going to introduce some useful phrases from the movie Spotlight. 下面请听今天的第一段原声。
Not necessarily, but from what I understand, readership is down. Internet is cutting into the classified business, and I think I'm going to need to take a hard look at things.
环球报的新总监 Marty Baron 和 Robbie 在餐厅谈到了聚焦栏目的发展现状。Marty 似乎对这个传统报业走下坡路的大环境感到担忧。听到了 Robbie 说这个栏目一般历时数月准备一个题材时， Baron 告诉他 I need to take a hard look at things， 意思是我需要慎重考虑各个方面。
将数月的努力都压在某一个题材上，的确需要非常慎重周到的考虑。这里的 hard 并有严格仔细的意思，当我们说到要审视某件事物时，就可以用到这个短语。比如下面这一个例句， We all need to take a hard look at ourselves and address our weak points， 我们每个人都需要认真审视自己，认清自己的弱点。
当然除了 take a hard look at something，同 look 搭配的类似短语还有很多，例如我们很熟悉的表示仔细观察研究的 take a close look at something， 和表示重新看待某个事物的 take a fresh look at something， 这些搭配都非常灵活。当你有了一定的积累量，找到这些词语中的规律时，讲一口流利的英文也就不成问题了。
没错，英语学习正是在于日积月累。接下来请听第二段原声。
I couldn't get a read on.
What's the first?
How about you?
Always a barrel of laughs.
当 Robbie 和 Bradley 讨论起新来的编辑时，他似乎有些摸不透这个有着特殊气场的犹太人，表示自己 couldn't get a read on him. 这个短语直译成中文便是我读不懂他，很是形象。然而 Bradley 对于 Marty 的评价却大不相同，他称其是 a barrel of love。这也是一个非常形象生动的说法，想象一个盛满了笑声甚至都要溢出来的小木桶，是不是能联想到我们身边那些总能给我们带来欢笑的人呢？
没错，这个短语就是中文里开心果的意思，形容那些非常幽默的总是能够逗笑别人的人。谁不喜欢自己身边能够有一个开心果呢？ Like you, Chloe, you've always been a barrel of laughs.
Well, that's true. Anyway, let's go to the next clip.
There's no paper trail at all. The victim has to sign a confidentiality agreement to get the settlement. The lawyer takes a third, and the church sweeps it under the rug.
Jesus, it's a freaking racket.
在采访完了律师之后， Sasha 发现神父的肮脏行为在律师和教堂的联手下竟能被顺利摆平。当他提到教堂的所作所为时，用到了 sweep it under the rug. 这个短语的完整用法是 sweep the dirt under the rug.将灰扫到毯子下面，即有将不好的消息隐藏起来掩人耳目的意思。
教堂的势力的确强大，无数的举报和揭发都以封锁文件的方法隐藏了起来。面对丑闻，没有人愿意将其公之于众，因此在社会的角落里总有那么一些消息是被藏在地毯下面的。我们来看这样一个例句， The mayor tried to sweep the corruption dirt at City Hall under the rug.But the journalist dug the dirt up anyway. 市长试图掩盖市政府腐败的真相，但是还是瞒不过记者的眼睛。
作为一名新闻工作者，将隐藏的真相公之于众便是他们的职责。
这也是今天介绍的电影所要传达的精神。下面让我们来听今天的最后一段原声吧。
Enjoying yourself? To be honest, these events aren't really my strong suit.
在一次慈善会上， Robbie 询问 Marty 是否玩得开心，而 Marty 似乎不常参加这类活动，便回答道， These events aren't really my strong suit. 意思为我真的不擅长参加这类活动。Strong suit 在这里指某人的长处或优势。其实这个短语的由来与我们常玩的扑克牌有关。 Suit 是指扑克中同一种花色的一组牌，而 strong suit 即是某人手牌中数量最多的那一种花色，当然其胜算会大一些。
将某人的特长比喻成好牌的确非常贴切，正合了那句话，要打好自己手里的牌。我们来看一个例句。 Singing is his strong suit.He always uses to attract girls. 唱歌是他的特长，他总是通过歌声来撩妹。这个用法是不是比 strength 要更地道呢？
好了，今天的短语学习就到这里。这些实用的小用法你们都记住了吗？现在就让我们回顾一下今天所学的内容。 Take a hard look at things. 慎重考虑，认真审视。
A barrel of love. 开心果。
Sweep the dirt under the rug. 掩人耳目。
Strong suit, 长项特长。
Take a hard look at yourself and find your strong suit. Hope you can all have a bright future. And that's all for today's Action English. Coming up is Close Up. This is Apollo.
And this is Chloe. Stay tuned.
Hearing a voice I'd known a couple of light years ago, heading straight for a fall.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to see you this Saturday. This is Monica.
And this is Elva.
How time flies. Today's program is already half past, but what's coming up can be even more exhilarating. Anyway, welcome to our close-up part.
Yeah, as a well-accepted film, Spotlight arose the courage to fight against the dark side of our society. To reveal the crime, every journalist in Spotlight conceived and dedicated. They're all honorable.
Absolutely. You may also find some familiar faces in Spotlight.Like Rachel McAdams and Stanley Tucci. And in today's program, we're going to introduce Mark Ruffalo, who played Michael.
As you might have heard, Mark Ruffalo is an American actor, director and film producer. But apart from this, he's also a humanitarian and a social activist. Born in 1967 in Wisconsin, with a father of Italian descent,and a mother of half French-Canadian and a half Italian ancestry, he has described his upbringing as taking place in a very big family with lots of love. He said he grew up with three different faiths in his home.
Mark began his acting career in 1980s. He was part of the original cast of This Is Our Youth in 1996.For which he was nominated for an Independent Spirit Award. This film also led to Ruffalo's role as Laura Linney's character's brother. He received favorable reviews for his performance in the film, often earning comparisons to the young Marlon Brando.
Following a heap of other significant roles, in 2010, he starred in the psychological thriller Shutter Island as the partner of Leonardo DiCaprio's character. The same year, he starred in the comedy drama The Kids Are Alright with Annette Bening and Julianne Moore. His performance earned him nominations for the SAG Award, BAFTA Award, and the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
It is well known to all of us that Mark gained international prominence by portraying the Marvel Comics character Dr. Bruce Banner, or the Hulk, in Avengers in 2012, the sixth installment of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, replacing Edward Norton. he received critical acclaim for his performance and is under contract to reprise the role in any future film appearances of the character produced by Marvel Studios. Mark also made an uncredited cameo appearance as Banner in Iron Man 3, making him the first actor to reprise the character in a live-action film. He reprised the role again in Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Wow, I love the series of films. Hulk is quite strong and cool. In 2014, Ruffalo starred as Netflix in a television adaptation of Larry Kramer's Ace Aeroplay, The Normal Heart. His performance earned him an Emmy nomination for Best Actor in a TV movie. He says he has had an outpouring of support for his performance.
The Normal Heart is such a touching film that I cried at the ending. And in the same year, he portrayed David Schultz in the biographical drama Foxcatcher, for which he was nominated for awards including a Golden Globe and an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. Later in 2015, he starred as a bipolar father of two in the independent comedy film Instantly Polar Bear, for which he earned a Golden Globe Award nomination. And of course, he also appeared as the journalist Mike Resendez in Spotlight, which earned him another Academy Award nomination.
When it comes to his personal life, Ruffalo is married to Sunrise Coyne and they have three children. Quite a happy life, right? But unfortunately, after completing his part in the film Last Castle, Ruffalo was diagnosed with an acoustic neuroma, a type of brain tumor, and had surgery. He recovered from the paralysis, but the disease left him deaf in the left ear.
Chinese audience may know little about his political views. He spoke against the war in Iraq, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, torture, and the Bush administration. Mark contributed to the campaign of former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel for the 2008 Democratic Party nomination for president. Since then, he has expressed his support for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. He is also a supporter of LGBTQ rights.
Besides, he is also famous for his opposition to fracking. In 2008, Mark expressed concern that gas companies were eyeing his family's land in New York. After doing his own investigation, New York Magazine wrote, he became anti-fracking's first famous face.
Such an amazing person, isn't he?
Yes, and that's all for today's close-up.
We will be very happy if you've enjoyed this. It's time to say goodbye.
This is Monica.
And this is Elva.
See you!
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Friends.
Good evening, my lovely listeners. Welcome to the third issue of TikTok Talk. I'm Cynic, and here with me are the special guests, Charles and Elva. Welcome.
Thank you.
How's life?
Oh, you know, routines, and of course, as always, a wonderful, brilliant movie.
We must be talking about the awarded film Spotlight, right?
Oh, wait. Spotlight?
Yeah?
You're not serious. I mean, well, no offense, but I don't see highly of it.
Why ever not?
Well, frankly, I was actually in for a letdown. Most of the movie is people talking, in chairs and meetings, on the phone. It's either combing through dusty files or having interviews with victims. Come on, there's not enough drama.
To be honest, I can't argue with you about that.
Moreover, the lightning is flat and unflattering, and the pace is painstaking and steady. I'm so sorry, but I'm just not able to appreciate.
Oh, please drop the sarcasm. I know you like true crime dramas, but frankly, Spotlight quite deserves its popularity. Hey, why else do you think it's awarded so heavily?
I know. With over 100 industry and critics awards and nominations, let alone two Academy Awards, don't be upset. I'm only having an opinion.
Guys, maybe it's a little too early to jump to conclusions. I think we should at least share with our listeners some details about the movie. Then let them decide for themselves. Though, Charles, your opening speech can be quite misleading.
I apologize for that, but then again...
I believe you all know that this story is based on an event in reality.
Oh?
Well, it's based on a series of stories by the actual Spotlight team.
There's a real Spotlight team? Cool!
Yes, and they're also as dedicated as depicted in the film. Actually, Spotlight team is the oldest investigative journalist unit in the US, and a famous investigation into child sex abuse by priests really touched a great wave of revelations around the world.
That's what I like about it. You see, to take social responsibility as a media publisher, the Boston Globe took it bravely and brilliantly. It uncovered the massive scandal of child molestation and shook the entire Catholic Church to its core. Think about how many children were saved thanks to the Boston Globe.
Well, you'll be surprised. In this way, the Boston Globe is quite admirable as a community institute. It holds its political position firmly, saying, "The Globe has a long tradition of being a progressive institution, and especially on social issues. We're pro-choice, we're against the death penalty, we're for gay rights. But if people read us carefully, they will find that on a whole series of other issues, we're not knee-jerk. We're for charter schools, we're for any number of business-backed tax breaks. We are a lot more nuanced and subtle than that liberal stereotype does justice to."
To be honest, despite everything else, after knowing what you said, I do have a greater admiration for those dedicated journalists.
That's the spirit, Charles. I'm very glad.
Yeah, think about it. They work diligently to find the truth behind serious problems, even when it involves a powerful institution that most of the public looks up to. That quality isn't something you can expect from just any media worker.
Oh yes, standing against the Catholic Church is quite a challenge. It's remarkably prominent in the history of Western civilization. So tossing the accusation towards the nearest thing to God is absolutely astounding. Most people would be immediately scared away only by thinking of the potential consequences.
Sure, and what the priest did, you know, molesting young boys, was far more astounding. Here, I did some research. It says, among what are considered sins gravely contrary to chastity are masturbation, fornication, pornography, homosexual practices, and artificial contraception. Look at that! The priests violated at least two of their own doctrines.
I just don't know what got into their heads. They're literally hurting children for God's sake. Oh, now they've even blasphemed that expression. My God, I can't even say the word God with the same peace of mind ever again.
Relax, I've never seen the indignant side of you.
Huh? What?
But it's really cute and appropriate as well. Their crime is intolerable, therefore beyond any form of absolution. However, you see, because of the awareness created by Spotlight, survivors regain their courage and hope that their lives can be better.
Well, that's a relief. What touches me the most is that Spotlight exerts its massive appeal as a movie. For every one of us, there's a movie to shake our world. Something a movie may spark and kindle us with some emotion we never thought we had before. It may shake our internal belief and perhaps lead us to choices we make today. Can I just say, in some way, a movie can change our lives? And Spotlight quite literally changed lives of a very large crowd. Oh, look at us, we're getting more serious by the minute.
Oh, I don't blame you. We just shouldn't have put two scholastics in one studio. Of course, I'm so very grateful for Spotlight winning the Best Picture Award. For the children's sake, it will help keep the spotlight on the church for years to come. And that helps protect children.
So the bottom line is...
And the bottom line is that the reporters on the story in Spotlight. The story is the story. That and the people whose stories the reporters want to reveal to the world. You can see that in fact the film was made for all the journalists who have held that powerful accountability.
I agree. And the fact that it has been recognized means liberation and inspiration for both the victims and the journalists. Oh, excuse me, I'm getting excited.
It's nothing, so am I. I truly admire Spotlight for its social impact and contribution, though I think I'm no longer against it.
Welcome to the club!
So glad we've reached a consensus, but unfortunately the clock is ticking, so...
Oh, it is. I think it's time for us to say goodbye, don't you think?
Yes, you're right. Goodbye! Bye.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax.
what's fun in the dramatic world. Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello everybody, I'm your host Jake. When the Boston Globe's tenacious team of reporters delves into allegations of abuse in the Catholic Church, their year-long investigation uncovers a decades-long cover-up at the highest levels of Boston's religious, legal, and government establishment, touching off a wave of revelations around the world, and this is Spotlight. Tonight's gramophone is going to take you to travel through the amazing soundtracks of this Academy Award winner. Howard Shore, a celebrated Canadian composer, is in charge of the whole album, and this piece of music, Spotlight, rings throughout the whole movie. Every time the sound strikes, you can bet there must be some investigations going on. As is commented online, when I first heard this soundtrack, it gave me chills. It goes so well with the storyline, and the movie itself shocked and impressed me a lot too. Not as smart as The Big Short, nor as dynamic as Mad Max and The Revenant, but it surely tells a complicated story in such an unrealistic, controlled, and a matter-of-fact way. With the investigations going on, a bunch of chilling facts behind the veil of silence were slow to emerge. The directory played a critical role in their finding the connections among the suspected priests. With the weird rhythm going on, the music manages to cultivate a horrible vibe, leaving everyone in front of the screen breathless. Common and uncommon at the same time. Michael Resendez, who is played by Mark Ruffalo, stands against the door of the church where the children choir is singing on the stage. He's preoccupied with obvious trouble because they still can't manage to talk someone within the Catholic Church system to testify. The sound peacefully integrates with the singing of the Christmas song by the children. As the music gradually dies down, we can assume the movie is drawing near the climax. We will remember forever that piano intro for the rest of our lives. It's only a bunch of notes, but it indicates that an outstanding movie is coming on its way. An emotional boom, just like Miserable in Pulp Fiction and Caravan in Whiplash. This time, it's Spotlight. Ladies and gentlemen, if you find the soundtracks of Spotlight familiar, don't be so surprised. Howard Shore has composed original scores for over 80 films. Most notable for The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit trilogies. He won 3 Academy Awards for his work on the first trilogy, with one being the original song Into the West. So, this last piece of music is from Lord of the Rings, The Last Goodbye. And thank you so much for listening to us. This is Action Frames. I'm Jake. Wish you have a good night. Bye.
cast for today. Producer,
Roy Yinxin.
Anchor,
Lao Yinxin, Chloe.
Chen Buli, Charles. Journalist,
Tong Zhengxuan, Alva. Zhang Lanxi,
Aaron. Wu Xiyuan, Apollo.
Chen Yihui, Daphne.
Ge Jiacheng, Jake.
Liu Yinle, Judy.
Chen Ziwei, Monica.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。